Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Dalid and Parak Beis Mishnah Hey. We learned previously that even though normally Truma is more machmir, Truma is more strict than the laws of Maaser Sheni, there are two crops in particular in which Maaser Sheni is actually more strict than Truma. The previous Mishnah we learned about Tiltum, the fenugreek, where we said that there's one example where the fenugreek are more strict when it comes to Maaser Sheni than Truma. And here we're going to learn the same is true when it comes to Karshinim, the same is true when it comes to Vetch. Says the Mishnah, Karshine Maaser Sheni ye ochlu tzimchonim. The Vetch of Maaser Sheni, which again is a type of a vegetable, type of a crop, must be eaten when it's moist, when it's soft, in the beginning of its development, that's when you have to eat it. Just like the tilton, just like the fenugreek, you can't wait until it becomes hard, you can't wait until it becomes animal food, because at that point, the Maaser Sheni is being wasted, which you're not allowed to do. And therefore, the strictness of a vetch and the fenugreek when it comes to Maaser Sheni is that you have to eat it at the beginning of the process, you can't wait until it becomes hard, unlike Truma, where you can wait until it becomes hard. The second halacha when it comes to vetch says the Mishnah v'nichnasim liYerushalayim v'yotzin, and you can bring Maaser Sheni vetch to Yerushalayim, which you have to do anyway for Maaser Sheni, but v'yotzin, you can also bring it out of Yerushalayim and continue to develop it and cultivate it there. Normally, when you have Maaser Sheni, the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring it to Yerushalayim and then remove it. You have to keep it in Yerushalayim once it is there. However, because when it comes to vetch, it's really meant for animal food anyway. Therefore, it's only Maaser Sheni on a midrabbanon level, on a rabbinic level anyway. So the rabbanon were makel, and they said, okay, that you're allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim when you bring there again, specifically when it comes to vetch, which anyway will be used as animal food. Now we're going to continue in a discussion when it comes to vetch of Maaser Sheni. That becomes tameh. Normally, when Maaser Sheni becomes tameh, the halacha is that you redeem it with coins, and then you take those coins and you'll buy other types of crops or other types of food in Yerushalayim and eat it there. But the question is, what's the halacha when it comes to this vetch Maaser Sheni that became tameh? Says the Mishnah, Nitzmu, if the vetch Maaser Sheni becomes tameh, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yischalku le'isos. What do you got to do? You got to divide up the pieces of vetch into very small pieces. And as the bartender points out, the pieces have to be less than a kibetza. We'll explain why in a moment. And then when it's in this, you mix it in with different pieces of dough. And that's what you do with this vetch, Maaser Sheni, that became tameh. Now, according to Rabbi Tarfon, the reason why you can simply take the vetch, redeem it with coins, and then use those coins to buy other crops is because there's a halacha that holy items such as Maaser Sheni cannot be redeemed if ultimately the food that you have that's going to be redeemed is going to be fed to animals. You're not allowed to do that. It's only when it comes to human food. And therefore here, because the vetch is really going to ultimately be fed to animals, you're not, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you're not allowed to feed it to the animal. You can't redeem it on the coins. Instead, you have to divide it up and you have to put it in this dough. Now, the reason why it has to be less than a kibetza is because if it's more than a kibetza, then it has the ability to transmit tuma to the dough. If it's less than a kibetza, then it doesn't have the ability to transmit tuma, and we don't want to make all of the dough tuma. Therefore, you have to divide up the vetch and make the pieces smaller than a kibetza. Therefore, it's not going to transmit tuma and impurity onto this dough, and that's how you do it according to Rabbi Tarfon if you have this vetch, which is tameh. However, v'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say they disagree, and we pass like the Chacham Yipadu, says the Chacham, no, that you do have the right, you do have the ability to redeem this Tamei Vetch, because according to the Chachamim, it's true that Allah is that you can't redeem Maaser Sheni and other holy things if it's going to be fed to the animals, but say the Chacham, that's only true when what you're redeeming is human food. If it's human food, then you have to feed it to humans, and if it's going to be fed to animals, then you can't redeem it. However, here we're talking about animal food. Once the vetch becomes hard and it becomes roi l'achilas behemos, once it becomes fit for animal consumption, then you are, according to the Chacham, allowed to redeem it with coins, bring that money to Yerushalayim and spend it there, and feed the vetch to animals. Okay, Now, for the rest of this Mishnah, we're going to be discussing the halacha of vetch truma, and the question of whether or not you have to wash your hands and so on before consuming it. Like we learned previously, normally before eating truma, you have to make sure that the hands that you have are pure. You have to wash your hands before consuming any truma. Says the Mishnah, v'shel truma, when it comes to vetch that is truma, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Shorin v'shafin b'tahara, uma achilin b'tuma. Beis Shammai says that you can soak the vetch in water, and you can rub it on your skin as well, which people would apparently do. You must do so. You must soak it and rub it on your skin in a state of tahara. You have to be tahor. You have to be pure. Your hands have to be washed as well. Uma achilin b'tuma. But if you're feeding it to an animal, then certainly you can do so b'tuma. You don't have to wash your hands and make sure that you're tahor if you're simply feeding the veg to an animal. After all, it's just animal food to begin with. Again, if it's not animal food, then you can't feed it to an animal if it is truma. Ubeis Hillel, Omrim Beis Hillel says, Shorin b'tahara, when it comes to soaking it, that you have to do in a state of purity, washing your hands, making sure that you're tahor and so on, because again, like we learned previously, when you're soaking it, you're making it into a situation where it's going to be machshire tumah, where it has the ability to transmit tumah, and therefore you have to make and become tameh, and therefore you have to make sure that when you're washing it, you do so in a state of tahara, so that you're not making it tameh with your hands. However, says Beis Hillel, v'shafinu ma'achilin b'tumah, you can rub it on your skin, you can feed it to animals in a state of tumah, you don't need to wash your hands before rubbing it on your skin, because again, it's dry, it's not becoming wet, and therefore you don't have to wash your hands, and you can allow it to be rubbed and fed without being pure. Those are the first two opinions. Now continues the Mishnah, Shammai Omrim, now not Beis Shammai, but Shammai, the actual Shammai says, Ye'ochel Tzarid. According to Beis Shammai, you can generally handle this vetch without washing your hands at all. However, if you are eating it, then you must eat it dry. If you're feeding it to animals, according to Shammai, you can only do so if the vetch itself is dry, because you have to do it in a way where you're not clearly making it tameh. Even though it might become tameh ultimately, if it's already wet vetch, then it's clear that if you're tameh and it's wet, then it's going to become tameh. So you have to do it at least in a sort of an unclear type of a way. And therefore, says Shammai, generally, handle it no problem. You don't have to wash your hands. But when you're handling it and feeding it to animals and so on, you must make sure that it's dry veg and not moist, wet veg, where it might otherwise become tameh. Finishing up with the last opinion of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, Kol ma'asehin betumah. Any involvement, anything that you're doing with the veg, it's animal food, says Rabbi Akiva, you can be tameh, you could be tameh, your hands don't have to be washed and so on, even when you're handling wet vetch, and certainly when you're rubbing it, when you're soaking it, and so on. That's the most makel opinion of the Mishnah. As the Bartonura points out, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we're continuing now with Perak Beis Mishnah. Hey, says the Mishnah, Me'os chulinu me'os ma'isa shenishin is pazru. You have money that was chulin, regular money, regular coins, and you have coins that was ma'isa sheni that you redeemed food with for ma'isa sheni, and they all got mixed up together. So what's the halacha? What do you do? There are two possibilities, says the Mishnah. Number one, Masha leakate lemaiser sheni ad sheyashlim v'hashar chulin. Says the Mishnah, if you're picking up the coins one by one, you have this group of coins, and you're picking up one by one. So says the Mishnah, first, every coin that you pick up at that particular point in time is considered to have the status of Maaser Sheni until you complete the amount. You know exactly how much money you had for Maaser Sheni, so until that amount is completed, and then the rest is chulin, the rest is the regular money. But when you're picking up the coins individually, then you can assume that each coin at first has the status of Maaser Sheni until the amount of Maaser Sheni is completed. However, says the Mishnah, in Balol v'chafan, if all of the coins are all jumbled up and all you do is you take a handful and I have a mixture of coins in your hand, you're not picking them up one by one. Lefi cheshbon, says the Mishnah, then what you gotta do is you gotta calculate exactly how much Ma'aser Sheni versus how much regular coins you had. So if at first it was 2/3 regular coins and 1/3 Ma'aser Sheni, so you gotta look at the coins that are in your hand and you have to say, okay, so I'm gonna have 2/3 that are regular coins and 1/3 Ma'aser Sheni. You have to do that assessment, do that calculation based on the amount of coins that initially were there and the amount of coins that are in your hand right now. Finishing off the Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule. HaMislaktim, when you're simply picking up coins one by one, L'maiser Sheni, then you assume that each of the first groups of coins are considered to have the status of Maiser Sheni. V'HaNivlolim, but if they're all jumbled up in your hand together, then L'fi Cheshbon, then you got to assess and see what's the percentage, what's the fraction, what's the amount of coins that I had at first that were Maiser Sheni, and based on that, I'm going to assess which of the coins in my hand now are considered to be Maiser Sheni. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dal discussed the case of Vetch and taught us the leniency of Vetch is the stringency of Vetch, rather. When it comes to Maiser Sheni, they have to be eaten at the beginning of their development. When they're moist and soft, you can't allow them to waste, you can't feed them to the animals at that point. The leniency, though, when it comes to Vetch and Maiser Sheni, is that you're allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim once you bring it there, because it's only the Midrabbanan, we're more meikel, more lenient when it comes to Vetch and bringing it out of Yerushalayim. Then there was a machlokas regarding what happens if the vetch of Maiser Sheni becomes tameh. Rabbi Tarfon said you have to divide them up into small pieces that are less than a kabeza and join them to the pieces of dough. The chacham who ipatskin like say no, you could just redeem them in a regular way because it's animal food anyway. And animal food you're allowed to redeem even if you're going to ultimately feed it to the animals. And then the Mishnah continued with the machlokas. Regarding what to do with vetch of truma, where Beis Shammai was of the opinion that when it comes to soaking it and rubbing it, you have to do so there in a state of tahara. You have to wash your hands and make sure that you're pure. But you could certainly feed them to animals in a state of tuma. Beis Hillel was of the opinion that you soaking it certainly has to be done, but tahara, you have to wash your hands and so on. But the rubbing it and feeding it to animals can be done in a state of tuma. Shammai himself said that you could always handle them in whatever you're doing, handle them in a state of tuma. That's fine. But when you're feeding them to animals, you must do so when they're dry, that it's not clear that you're making them tameh. And then Rabbi Akiva, who we don't possibly have the opinion that everything that you do with these with this vetch of truma can be done in a state of tuma. It's only animal food anyway, so you could treat it with tuma. Don't wash your hands. You could be tameh and so on. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei discussed the case. What do you do when you have coins that are mixed up? You have regular coins, Maaser Sheni coins. What do you do? So he said that if the coins are being picked up one by one, then you assume that the first group of coins that you pick up one by one are Maaser Sheni, have that status, and the rest of the coins are going to be chulin, are going to be regular. But if you have a handful of the coins still in your hand and they're all mixed up and jumbled up, then you have to assess what percentage, what fraction of the initial coins are Maaser Sheni versus chulin, and based on that percentage, decide how much of the coins that are currently in my hand are chulin versus Maaser Sheni. Have a great day.